Play?
Bad Machine and Hate.
Now, it's been quite some time since you played Bad Machine, right? How did that feel?
It was good, actually.
Good.
Not bad.
Easier on the voice.
Memories.
Yeah. Memories? What kind of memories? When it was, what, 120 capacity, not 2,000?
No, like 20 capacity. And, yeah, lots of stuff breaking. Uh-oh. 20 capacity with two people turning up.
The good old days, right?
Yeah. The real days.
How does that compare with going out on tour? Obviously, you're supporting Jamie T, which is absolutely massive.
Mm.
Huge. How did that come about?
Just, I think, I don't know, just liked our band, I think, which is good. I'm not really sure how, it's just like, all, you know, agents, they sort of, you don't really know their ways, they don't like to tell you, but we're really lucky we've got a good team behind us and we got offered the tour, and since then we've become friends with Jamie and pretty sure he likes our band, so it's just amazing.
Good taste, eh? Mm. Good taste. How did that phone call go about? Was that like, just insane? Because you've been so, you seem to have had, to kind of the outside, like a kind of stratospheric, here they are, they're everywhere kind of thing. Whereas obviously you guys, like we chatted a little bit before, you guys have been plugging away for quite some time, really.
Yeah, we worked at it. We haven't just like
come out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Slow build up. It's a bit, we're like porridge, slow release energy. Won't let you down.
Should put that on the album, Steve.
We are like that porridge.
Slaves, we are like porridge.
So how does it differ then? Which shows, obviously, you prefer? Like, I don't know. It's nice to have the kind of close up interaction with the audience, but at the same time, are you really excited by these big shows?
I think we're both different. Like, I'm becoming much more like, I'm getting much more satisfaction out of playing even better, like getting better at my instrument and making it sound amazing for the audience. And I'm sort of like, I love the challenge of the big stage. Like, it's almost like I feel we conquered the clubs. Like, there are ground, and I love going back to them. But now I like the like complete different, because the way you have to act on a big stage to all those people is completely different. And I'm enjoying the new challenge. Whereas, I know you still really love the club shows. Like, they're your favourites.
Yeah, I love the bigger stages. I think it's amazing. Like, I'm the same. I like the challenge, but. Like last night, going back and doing like a smaller capacity venue, like I don't know, I just feel at home playing
huge,
a little
intensity.
Tiny, dirty place.
That's sold out, right?
Yeah.
That's really good. So you're fitting in all these shows in amongst the tour dates that you're supporting as well.
Yeah.
And as we've kind of heard just here today in the session, like a lot of them are really close to selling out as well. So that must be really satisfying.
Yeah, the amount of tickets we've already sold to each venue is like more than have ever come total to each show before, so it's really surreal. You never, being from the punk scene, you just, selling tickets isn't a thing, you just turn up and people turn up on the night. Like, I think the most tickets we'd ever sold before this was like 12. So it's, but I just feel like we got a really good team behind us and like friends working and helping us, and just after the festivals this was what we were aiming to do, and it feels like everything's really paying off.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the festivals, you've played an awful lot this summer as well, right? I think we caught up briefly at Beacons Fest.
Yeah.
Rainy, nasty Beacons Fest, but it was good fun. How was your set?
Really good fun, yeah.
That was a highlight of the summer. Like,
all the festivals were amazing. We didn't have one bad experience, no.
Beacons really tested us, because being in such a grim state of mind where you're drenched definitely changes the atmosphere on stage, and like being in between Sleaford Mods and Fat White Family is a pretty hefty challenge to take on, but it was definitely like one that we enjoyed.
That is some sandwich right there.
Yeah.
I think that's a noisy three bands. Really good though. So if you've kind of, you did the festival season, it was really busy. You did Redden and Leeds the year before that as well though, didn't you?
Yeah, on the introducing stage.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it'll be a lot bigger stage this time next year.
Hopefully.
I'm sure. But if you're in the middle of this tour, what are the plans for the album? Because obviously you released something a little while ago, and then you guys have been picked up by, you know, a bigger label and that kind of thing, and you kind of get the team, like you've mentioned, that come with that, which is awesome for a band like yourselves who should be reaching so many more people. Obviously, I think Nervous Energy was the first one that we came across at Amazing Radio and playlisted it, A-listed it. All of your tracks have gone straight to A-list because we're all just kind of, what the hell is this? This is so good. And everyone just loves it. At first, they're kind of like, the people who aren't necessarily into this kind of music are kind of like, what?
Yeah.
What? And then they're like drumming along at their desk and stuff. Yeah. So it's really, you've got this infectious quality to you that I think's hopefully going to stick around and pay off no matter what the size of the stage is. So what are the plans when it comes to trying to capture that and record it as an album?
Working with a really good producer that understands that, I think you're never going to, you have to, like, making something good live and making it good in the studio are two different things. And when you try and achieve your live sound in the studio, it's not going to work. You have to sort of, like, make allowances and do things a bit differently. And maybe we're going to go in and play whatever we want on whatever instruments and not limit ourselves. And there's going to be slow songs, fast songs, acoustic songs. Like, we've written it and we're really happy with the songs. Like, and we're in a position now where we're just like, what do we put out first? And we've been playing them live and it's just completely exciting. So
nice,
we're doing
to be spoiled for choice as well. Like, we've got a lot of songs that we're really chuffed with. Like, so we're struggling to decide what to play and what to put out.
That's a good position to be in.
Yeah, it's definitely a good position to be in.
We record as soon as this tour finishes, so it's like we're going to be really tight together. Like, tours always seal you together in your playing, and we're just going to come off tour and just go straight into the studio and put it all down before Christmas.
That's pretty intense. That's an intense kind of 18 months you guys have had. Yeah. So then do you get time off at Christmas and then chill out for a bit, or...?
Well, we probably had the whole of September and half of October off, and it gets pretty boring.
I need to keep busy, otherwise I go insane.
You see your families and your girlfriends and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, because we're based in London, when you're recording and stuff, you still go home and you still get to see everyone.
Yeah.
I think, and now we don't live with our families, going back to your family house isn't the same, so it's kind of like, yeah, we just like to stay busy.
When did you guys first become mates then? Because I'd like to picture in my head some kind of like sepia tinted photo, despite it being the 90s or something, of you guys like hanging out at high school and first school.
No, I'd say that if you were to, like, there would be, in my mind, a place you could pose a photo, like, on some steps outside the Sussex Arms in Tunbridge Wells. After one of his band shows, I was sitting next to him and he was just like, come on, mate, come for a drink. And it was sort of the first time we had a proper mates chat, and I was like, if you ever need a bassist, like, give me a shout.
Yeah.
Before that, we'd played shows together, and I'd always felt a lot younger, because, you know, if you're in a year below at school, it's a massive divide. And
like, in a small town, for sure, yeah.
My band supported his band, and he was from another town, so it was like quite a monumental thing. And I remember meeting each other there, but not really knowing each other. So the first time, I'd say, was on some steps after a gig, having a little natter.
Happy memories. Mm. We're going to put some kind of fade in here and just, you know.
It's really vivid in my head as well. I can picture the setting so clearly.
See, I should have asked you separately, and Isaac would be like, what? No, I don't actually remember.
I do actually remember it completely the same.
Oh, it's really sweet. That little hug that you guys had after Jules Holland is a special little moment.
We always have an embrace after a good show.
Oh.
After any show, actually. We always, that's the first thing we do. We put down our instruments and have a cuddle.
It's become a routine.
Yeah. Just like having a banana 1 hour before stage time.
Essential.
Is that your tips for going on stage?
Yeah. Definitely. It really works as well.
Give you that
last
energy.
Night, I forgot, and
yeah, same.
I didn't have the energy
I was a
needed.
Mess. Three songs in, I was shirtless, sitting on an amplifier, thinking, how am I going to do the rest of this set?
But where the hell's the fruit?
Need the nana.
I've never appreciated a fruit bowl until this tour. I've always thought they just looked pretty.
That's your rider, man.
They're on our rider now, and I think they've always been there in the past. We just used to throw them about and squash them and stuff, and now fruit is really essential. And I get grumpy if there isn't fruit now.
Oh dear.
Not in a bad way, either. I just get sad.
That's not good. That's not good prep for a show. You need the fruit.
Yeah.
Now we leave the bottles of whiskey and we're attacking the fruit bowl.
You guys drink a lot of green tea. I've seen you've been getting some stuff sent to you as well. Fox's biscuits on board now, nicely done.
Vinny's our pal now.
Little mascot frontier.
It's got to be nice to everyone and it really pays off.
There you go. I was going to ask if for bands coming up and starting out and that kind of thing, regardless of genre, whether they're similar to you.